Welcome back to Passport to Identity. This is session two. I'm John Majors. And so far in this session, we've been exploring what does it mean to be a godly man. But the reality is, look, you're going to get discouraged because there's not a ton of support for godly manhood today. In fact, a whole bunch of people are trying to define manhood differently. Vodi Bakum ran into this as a young man. Vodi is a pastor and an author. But when he was a young man, if you would have walked up to him on the street with a microphone and asked him, what does it mean to be a man? He would have defined manhood around what he calls the three B's, and you can write those on page 31.
You know, the billfold, the ball field, and the bedroom. That's the way we measure manhood. What's your career? How much money do you make? What kind of athlete are you? And how are you with the ladies?
Vodi grew up without a father. He didn't have a roadmap to manhood. And as a result,
I pursued the ball field big time. I mean, that's what I had. That was my outlet. That was my expression of manhood. When I was old enough to run into a little trouble, my mother, we got on a Greyhound bus and went from Los Angeles, California to Beaufort, South Carolina, over a 2.5 or 3 day bus ride. And I spent a year or so with her oldest brother, my uncle, who was a retired drill instructor in the Marine Corps. And I got out of trouble in a hurry. But it was amazing to spend a year with a man in the house. And it had an instant impact on me. I loved every minute of it. You know, my uncle had learned how to train dogs in the military. Of course, he learned how to train men in the military as well. And so he bought me a rifle, a pellet gun, and, you know, all these sorts of things. I went hunting and fishing, and he was a scuba diver, and it was like living with G.I. Joe. And we did manly things together. I saw masculinity.
Many times when we think of manhood, we think of the hunter or the fisherman or the G.I. Joe guy like Vodi's uncle. But Vodi saw something else in his uncle. He saw the other side of manhood.
I saw a man who lived with his wife. I saw a man be married. I saw a man be responsible. I saw a man take care of a household. I saw a man lead. I mean, all of those things that I just had not seen before.
Here's what you have to keep in mind when it comes to masculinity. Yes, the strength, the initiative, the toughness, that's a key part of manhood. But it's got to be balanced. It's got to be balanced with love, humility, compassion. If that's not a part of your picture of manhood, then it's incomplete. When we asked people to identify who's the manliest man alive, yeah, they gave us the action hero names, the tough guys. But interestingly enough, that wasn't their first response.
Who do you think is the manliest man alive?
I should probably say my dad. He's a good father.
Probably my dad.
He's really tough and interesting and doesn't, like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain.
My dad. Because he is really nice. He always tries his best to make me happy. And he's strong, and he does special stuff.
One person that I can think of is probably my stepfather, because he's always, like, standing up for our family. He's always doing what he knows is right. He's always, like, honest with everything he does.
That's it. That's the picture we're looking for. Regular men who balance strength with love, firmness with humility. That kind of guy can have a far greater influence than any made-up action hero. I want you to think about this. Imagine it's years from today, and a reporter walks up to someone on the street and asks them,
who do you think is the manliest man alive?
And imagine that that person gives your name. What would it take for you to make that kind of difference in someone's life?
Be watchful, stand firm, be strong, take the initiative.
To surrender your life to God.
Surrender to Jesus Christ.
To surrender your life to other people.
Engage others with wisdom and grace.
Put yourself second.
Plan ahead and provide.
Let all that you do be done in love.
I hope this session has helped give you a better picture and help you think more clearly about godly masculinity, because that's a key part of your identity. God made you a man, and He wants you to live that out and to understand what it means to be a man. All right, we've got another project for the two of you to do, and it's on page 32. You can work through that together, and we'll see you back for session 3.
Stand firm in the faith. Be watchful. Stand firm.